the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being here today. I just sent out a tweet because I had to, because I wanted to. A tweet for a treat. If you happen to be tuned in on the radio right now, maybe you're in the car driving from hither to yon, there are those moments that you remember. There are those moments when the radio just captivates you and you're about to hear one of those moments. Some I can predict, some I can't. This one I can predict. It's a real pleasure to welcome live to the Saturday Light Brigade, Danny Kalb.
Down south, now don't you carry on. Well, I'm troubled, I'm all worried, man. I just can't be satisfied, I just can't talk for crying. I'm all in my sleep, in my doorbell. Looking for my baby, but I don't see but doggone thing. Well, I'm troubled. I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't talk or cry. And I'm all worried, man. I just can't be satisfied, I just can't keep crying. That old train comes rolling in and I'm rolling out. Well, I'm troubled, worried mind. I just can't be satisfied, I just can't talk for crying. I'm going. Mama won't be gone for long. Going back down south, don't you carry on. Well, I'm troubled, and I'm all worried, man. I just can't be satisfied, I can't talk for crying. Well, I just can't be satisfied. I just can't keep from crying.
We just let every note get in there. Danny Kolb and Mark Ambrosino on piccolo snare, I believe. I don't think we've had a piccolo snare in the studio before. That's a little baby snare drum about 4 inches in height or so. It's an honor to have you here. And, you know, I was trying to explain to folks why I was so excited for you to be here. I mean, you've played with a lot of my heroes. Phil Oakes, one of them. Dave Van Ronk, another. Judy Collins. I mean, you really were at Greenwich Village at the time, huh?
Yes. I would say the person I was most defined by, as far as what I learned from him and what he meant to me as a soul and as a musician and as a lifestyle way of life for a while, even as a politics for a while, was Dave Van Ronk.
What was he?
The movie on him coming out, Coen Brothers.
Yeah. What do you remember when you first met him?
Yeah. Kind of a funny story. I was listening into the radio one day at home to a George Laurie show, which was a folk show that was on, I think, once a week on some small station in New York, or medium-sized station. It was a classical music station. But they had some folk music with this one show. And I heard this great blues singer on it, and it was fantastic, and doing the blues in a new way and interesting, and yet on the guitar, too, you know, which was my thing, you know. I'd been playing for about, 3 or 4 years, taking lessons from a good teacher, but mostly I was on my own then. And I had heard this guy on the show, and he was fantastic. I didn't know whether he was white or black. Couldn't tell. So someone told me that he gave lessons, guitar lessons, and that he played down at Washington Square Park where all the musicians gathered on Sundays from 2 to 6, you know, blues, folk music, all kinds of bluegrass guys. Marshall Brickman was down there who produced Annie Hall, a great, great, great banjoist, Eric Weisberg, all kinds of people, and Dave Van Ronk, God help us. And I thought Dave, of course, was a black man. You know, he sounded,
Well, he played in a style and had a voice in a style. And at the time, and still, frankly, to this point, sometimes a little true is
but it's
you
in
wouldn't,
between,
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
When you listen to it for 30 years, you realize he brought together like Irish and black music and all kinds of American folk music. And Dave Van Ronk he brought together, too. Dave Van Ronk was his trip.
Yeah, and that was really unusual for
And here I am. What am I? I'm 15, 16, and they tell me, well, the great man is sitting over there on the stoop in Washington Square Park, and I'm going to ask him for lessons, and I figure I'm going to go over to an older black guy and, you know, hey, could I maybe think we could and this not a hippie, a what's before hippie? Beats.
Like yeah, Beat.
Or something like that. This beatnik guy is sitting there, white guy, Irish, Scottish, I think Dave was, or something like that, from Queens. And he's sitting there with his girlfriend, later his wife, Terry Thall, who was a big influence on the folk singer scene, which was a scene before I was on it, the older people, the New York City Ramblers and Van Ronk and... you know, before them, Josh White, the great Josh White, had his problems, you know, with the folk establishment. And but he was a great man. He was right, too. And all kinds of people, you know, and they're all out there playing for free, on Sunday afternoons, every Sunday in the spring and the summer and into the fall a little bit. Man, it was a trip. But Van Ronk was not a black man. No, he was a white man. But he sang in a way that was righteous to the black experience without really imitating it. Now that you listen to him for 40 years, it's not imitation stuff. It's not phony baloney. It's taking everything David Enron's inside, Irish background or whatever, you know, Irish, Scottish or whatever the hell he was, and bring it all to, it was American music. Yes.
You know, you mentioned Josh White. Josh White Jr. Was sitting right where you are about a month ago. And he's been talking a lot about his dad and playing some of his dad's songs lately.
Yeah, Josh White influenced me first. He was the first blues man to influence me. And Josh White was never made, no one was ever better than Josh White. He was so unique. He was just the greatest.
Yeah, a lot of his stuff, YouTube is crazy. You know, you can see some old performances. Some people have taken some 78s and have digitized them. It's amazing. You can see.
What does that mean?
I don't know this.
If
you go, and I'm sure Mark could show, but they've some of those old, really hard to find recordings of Josh White. Mm. You can actually listen to them on the internet. And just, you know, hear them, and they sound like the 78s.
How does it work on 78 records, which is about the farthest I go, you know, in the modern world?
Well, they re-recorded them. somebody played them back and put them into a new form.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
you can
it's
get.
Cool.
I'll show you some of that afterwards.
It's cool.
We were playing one of those. It was actually good enough to play on the radio. He wrote a song about
what was it called?
Uncle Sam Says, which was a song about Jim Crow in the military.
Uh-huh.
And we played that. He had a command of performance for FDR to play that song.
Yeah. Well, Josh had his problems after the war because he was an American artist. He didn't really view the United States as the enemy like some of the people at that point were doing already. And Josh was, he had to go to Europe because he got kind of blacklisted from the other side here. And I mean the right room here.
Yeah. Danny Kolb is here, and I could talk to you forever, but I want to be sure we
get a little music here.
I'll just keep going and going and going. There's a million things I want to ask you, but what would you like to do next?
I'd like to have a bottle of fine whiskey. Oh, on the guitar. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse, 1,000 bars. Let's see. Let's try So Sweet. Here's a song that I learned from Dave Van Ronk. I think it really was from an older blues man who had died many years ago. What was his name again? My Sugar's So Sweet. I forget. It was one of the great blues men, though. But here was sort of Dave's version through me. Hey, mama. Hey, girl. Don't you hear me calling your name? So sweet. My baby, right down to the bone. I hate to see my little sugar leave home. So sweet, my sugar, so sweet. Thank you. rocking chair. Blues take hold of me. I'm gonna rock on away from there. So sweet. Yeah, Dave. My sugar's so sweet. Up on the mountain, give my horn to blow. I thought I heard my true love say, yonder comes my bow. So sweet. You see my baby, man, don't act so smart. I'll tear out your liver. Out your heart, so sweet, so sweet.
Danny Call Belong with Mark Ambrosino. You had me looking and looking to see if I could figure out who that song. It's not Blind Boy Fuller, is it?
I think it might be Blind Boy Fuller.
Yeah, I was looking some variations on the lyric.
Josh was influenced by Blind Boy Fuller, right?
Yeah, I think so. It would be about right. If you're just joining us, Danny Kolb is here, and he's recorded extensively and has a lot of CDs available. So if you like what you are hearing right now, DannyKolb.net is where to go, I believe, is the best place. There's a lot of recordings that are available, and he's also actively performing. I can look it up if you don't know offhand, but are you heading out of state tonight, right? Are you?
Was that?
Where are you going tonight? Where are you going to be tonight?
We'll be in South Africa. No. Who am I, really? Who are any of us, really?
Oh, gosh.
Let's get it down to the question.
I do this all the time.
I'm sorry. Like,
where am I again?
What was the name of the reality?
What are we doing?
Existential reality? Yeah. Is it really real or not? Yeah. Maybe a little bit.
You don't know. But,
I'm tired, man. I'm tired. Old guy, you know?
You were playing. I know you. It was you last night, then Billy Price up at In a Harmony, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that had to be a beautiful evening out there.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. I took a lot of chances. See, what makes me a little different from some of the blues guys who are blues guys, not the jazz guys, is that I take a lot of chances on the guitar, big time chances. None of this stuff is. You know, I mean, maybe a little bit of the initial groove, but I believe you have to live free and live foundational, both. I think if you don't do both together, you're shucking it. That's what I learned from the 60s and graduating from the 60s.
What would you like to do next? What song would you like to play next on the radio?
Let's see.
I'll ask that question in a very...
Let's see.
I'm just...
Nightlife. That old nightlife. Sporting Life Blues, yeah. I'm playing more acoustic guitar and acoustic electric now these days. I have an old J200 at home, Gibson J200. That's a great guitar, you know, from worth many, many dollars. But I really believe, like in the American story, that everything comes together. And we're all here together, and we're all looking at each other. No one's right or wrong, really. But that's what I learned from music, too, that there's so many ways to play music in a way that tells the truth.
You know, and a lot of folks, you know, get into scripts and predictability so early in life. So early. And exactly. I mean, there's a reason we're here live right now and that we didn't, you know.
It's cool.
Little less convenient maybe than catching you last night.
No, it's cool. I like this.
I like the lack of a net.
No. That's right.
It's terrific.
So, Sporting Life. Okay, I'll start it off. Okay. Sporting Life, it's killing me. I got a letter from my home. All of my friends are dead and gone. Nightlife, that old sport life, killing me. I used to be so young and play around. All that hard drug, I almost ended up in the ground. Warning kids, that old nightlife, that old sport life, it's killing me. mother, you say to me, so young and foolish, you must be. Take it easy, baby, but take it. There's so much for the world to go, one you don't even know right now. So I'm gonna change my current sporting way. I'm getting older each and every day. A little too old. It'll make you worry. It'll make you wonder. Time's come.
Danny Call, boy, I love the way you transmit these songs. They are
different each time.
Yeah, it's so, and they're from the heart. From It's hard for me to express, but I can just tell you're—
Thank you very much.
You're adding nuances and shaping them with each and every word.
Well, I mean, that's what American artists do, and artists from other places too. Improvising as a way of looking at the nature of existence and then playing it out, what you learn from everything in your life, transmitted to an instrument and a voice maybe. That is the idea, and that is why art is ultimately anti-totalitarian. That's right.
Did you know at a pretty— – when you were 15, meeting Dave Van Ronk, were you already thinking about a life of music?
No.
I didn't— – I was wondering about that. How did that happen?
Damn if I know. I could have been a banker, made some money. Damn it.
Yeah, whoops. No, there's no redos, no do-overs.
How do you know?
Oh, that's true. I just realized maybe there is. I have a very out-of-left-field question. In New York, WBAI, an overnight disc jockey.
Whose last name? Fast.
Thank you. I've only recently learned about him, and I'm a radio nut and a music nut, but for some reason, Bob Fass was not on my radar, and there's a movie about him that I haven't seen yet, which is what brought him to my attention.
I know Bob well.
Called Radio Unnameable.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about him and you?
Well, Bob was a great man for his time, and then the times changed.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Okay. But he would, I know— often musicians, after finishing up gigs, would show up and play on the air with him, and that's
a lot of us do that all the time.
But
jazz musicians did that. Then they went out to eat all this terrible food. It was great tasting and it was great food, but killed people because it was bad stuff in it.
Yeah,
grimy. Yeah. But it was great. But yet these jazz musicians didn't die at the age of say 48. They died at the age of 70 and 80. So perhaps that food was not so bad.
Well, it might have been.
Maybe the food junkies,
the junk
tell
food.
Us what to eat, not to eat, you know, those people.
Yeah, they
maybe they're wrong. I don't know.
Well, all that oil and grease keeps you limber.
Well, yeah. For instance, look at that, huh? Huh, kids?
Danny Kalb is here today. His music label, it's Sojourn Records, which is Sojourn Records.
It's actually not my label. It's the record. It's the label that I record for. Mark Ambrosino, who's here playing drums, is the head of that label, along with another person, but he's the main guy.
Yeah.
He recorded my record, did a brilliant job on my record. And I'd like to borrow $1,000 from him now for saying that. Mark?
Mark. Actually, let's get a mic on Mark. I wanted to talk to him anyway.
Yeah.
See that?
This guy is – you play with Ray Charles, man. Come on now. Drums.
You played drums for Ray Charles?
Come on now.
I did.
Look at that. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm born and raised in New York. Been in the music business my entire life. I'm a drummer, clearly. I played with a lot of folks, been a session touring drummer my whole life, played all sorts of gigs, and I won't say as chance would have it, Danny and I met about, that's got to be over 20 years ago.
Over 20 years.
And, excuse me, we met at some random jam session one night, and then we didn't meet again for a couple of years. And circumstances were such, Danny's old drummer was a gentleman named Howie Wyeth, who was Bob Dylan's piano player and sometimes drummer. And Howie unfortunately passed before his time. And I ended up filling his shoes, filling the spot, not filling Howie's shoes. Those were not fillable.
Mark is a great drummer, and Howie was also a great drummer.
And as at the time, I was also starting to get into the recording side of things. I built a small studio, and the way this all happened was, you know, when I first heard Danny, to be honest, I really wasn't. It was the Blues Project, and that music was a little before my time, and it was basically a peek into a time. It's been a learning experience with Danny. You know, he's taught me a lot of things about music, about life. And when we first met, when I first heard Danny play, something inside of me, we were talking about this as we were driving to Eaton, Ohio the other night, something just told me this needs to be, Danny wasn't doing much recording. He was in a bit of a, I don't want to call it a hiatus, but he wasn't doing much recording.
I was in a funk, baby.
He was in a funk. And I just said to myself, this needs to be documented, record. Danny needs, you know, it was almost like the wind was out of his sails, and I just wanted to get him into the studio. And we did that many, many months after months. And some of the tracks that are on this new record are actually from those initial sessions. I would just put up a mic, didn't quite know what I was doing half the time, but that's how you learn, you know? And one mic in a room, and I think we captured some beautiful things back then. And it's been...
This guy saved my life. He got me back into doing my music, really doing my music. I was went through a lot of hard stuff, and... Not heroin kiddies, but, you know, Mark made it possible for me to return to the instrument in a full way.
That's
a great blessing.
Yeah, it really is. You know, the human condition hopefully perseveres, and it can be a real roller coaster.
Yeah, I call it God.
Yeah, and to think about it, too, you know, that's when the good stuff happens, you know, when you're not planning for it, there's a mic set up, you're just sort of maybe noodling out some stuff, and before you know it, you've captured lightning in a bottle.
It's absolutely true.
And,
absolutely.
It is the miracle of art when that happens.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's a miracle. It's the miracle of art.
Miracle of the universe, yeah.
Yeah. Buffalo Sports Tavern, or the Sportsman's Tavern in Buffalo,
yep,
is on tomorrow's agenda, and then four shows in New England, and then September 20th in New York City. I took a look at your Iditarod, or itinerary, I mean.
with the dogs.
Working you like dogs. Mark, what else would we find on your label? I'm just curious.
We have the thread on the label is not so much genre. It's we record artists and music that resonates with us. So
yeah,
it's a little bit. If one would look at it, it's a little all over the road. But if you look at it from what resonates with us, it's kind of right. It's all into that category. So we have. We have singer-songwriters. We have a new artist we're very excited about, a gentleman named Blessing Offer. We have a singer-songwriter that's been around for quite a while named Matt Keating. We have on the kind of edge of things, we have there's a very famous rabbi named Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach. There's a Broadway show about him now called Soul Doctor, and we license all of his music, as well as we have a recording deal with his daughter Neshama Carlebach. So and she's singing with a gospel choir. So it kind of runs the gamut. We have some harder rock bands. It's kind of it does run the gamut. But we make our records. We have our own recording facility, and we just make records that move us.
And I think it's important to do that, and not to get too highfalutin about it. But
that was the folk music tradition, was the simplicity but honesty,
exactly.
And that made for Bob Dylan
and curation. You know, choosing, and here Saturday morning, you know, we will play anything from bluegrass to folk to blues and all over the place. And a lot of people say that people can't take that. No one's going to listen to that. That's not true.
Well, that's true. What they said to Bob Dylan.
That's not true.
Said to Charlie Parker. That's what they said to, you know, a lot of presidents who some people like, some people don't. You know?
You're underestimating people's capacity for art and music.
People are little touches of the universe or God or whatever, you know, call it. We're all trying to move forward and to move right.
We probably have time for a couple more songs, I think, one or two more, your call.
Okay.
And Mark, thanks. Mark Ambrosino is who
you're
just hearing.
Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. I love you so. Another man done gone. Another man done gone. Another man done gone from the county farm. He had a long cane on. And if I don't fall off, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't. Baby, please don't. Baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. I love you so. Another man done gone. Another man done gone from the county farm. He had a long chain on. I'm gonna roll your log. I'm gonna roll your log. I'm gonna roll your log. And if I don't fall, baby, please don't go. baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. I love you so.
It's Danny Kolbelong with Mark Ambrosino. Trying to remember who I know that song by. Somebody had a real popular version of that song.
Oh, yeah, some English group.
Baby, please don't go.
You know who was the great singer? Van Morrison. The
yeah.
I half liked that, the way he did it, and I half didn't.
Yeah, he did have a version. There's probably a lot more covers than I'm...
I mean, it kind of was, you know, the Brits brought something really new, and of course there was those who were just brilliant geniuses like Mick Jagger and like the guitar player, Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
We were all considered, me and Bloomfield, Michael Bloomfield from the Butterfield Blues Band, and Eric Clapton came up at the same time, and we were all considered to be kind of contemporaries level-wise, but that was a long time ago. Michael's not here anymore.
I can't thank you enough for... all of you for coming in this morning. The unsung hero over here, who's also been making sure everything comes in on time. And also thanks to Dennis McCurdy.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks to Dennis.
For making this happen. I'm going to let you play us. I'm going to ask you to play us out, if you would. And I just want to thank our other guests from this morning. We had Tasha Brown from City Parks. Here early this morning, State Representative Jake Wheatley's Health and Wellness Fair. We talked about that. Indian poet Sridala Swami. She'll be performing tonight as part of the Jazz Poetry Concert. Our cast from Gemini Theater's Little Mermaid. Our 10-year-old singer and guitar player, Molly Noble. Where else can you hear a 10-year-old, 1 year of experience singer and guitar player, followed by somebody like Danny Kolb, who I also thank. And thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny. Look for us next week here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio. Questions, comments, please write slb@slbradio.org.